Sis, sometimes the only way to win yourself back is to first lose the expectations, the need to be perfect, and all of the pressure that's been weighing you down. Losing isn't failure. It's the doorway to finding freedom. It's time to start shedding what no longer serves you to create the life you want and you deserve. It's time to rediscover your joy, your purpose, and the woman God created and called you to be. Let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hey, 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 and welcome back to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, your friend, your girl, Jada. Thank you so much for being here. I am really excited about this episode. As I was planning it and going through and just trying to collect my thoughts of what I wanted to say, and I'm going through it, it just hit me that I think this is so important. So first, if you're new, welcome. If you are still rocking with me, thank you for being here. As always, whether you are watching me on the YouTube channel or if I am up in your ear on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I appreciate you one and the same. Make sure if these episodes are touching you in any kind of way, share it with someone. I am here to come to you, and then I am asking you to continue to spread that and send it to someone else who may benefit and may need to unblock their purpose. So with this episode, it is about us losing in order to win. All right. The Bible verse comes from 2 Corinthians 5:17, another pretty familiar verse out of the NIV. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone and the new is here. Right. And so it really kind of talked about dying to your old self, and Christ is now in you. And now you're a new creature in him and he in you. Right. And so I just thought it spoke to this very wonderfully, if that is the right word. It was very beautiful because a lot of times we feel that as moms, as wives, as all the things, that these are the decisions that we made. These are the answers to the prayers that we had. And so now we have to just stay on this path because this is what we have now and this is what we asked for. And while we are always so grateful for answered prayers, it doesn't mean that we have to stay stuck there. So I hope last week, if you listened, and if not, go check it out. I hope you found something to reignite your joy, reignite your love for something, your passion for something, just bringing some happiness back into your life. And in this week's episode, I am challenging you and challenging myself to lose something, to surrender something that is not serving us. All right. So, you know, what if what we are thinking of as a loss, something that is going and being either taken from us or something that we are saying, I'm laying this down. What if it wasn't a setback? Because I think a lot of times we don't want to put something down. We don't want to get rid of something. We don't want to get rid of someone because we just spin it to be like, oh, someone's going to hate me, or what if I need that later? So we just keep carrying and carrying and carrying and get more weighed down, right? But what if instead of it being quote unquote a setback, what if it allows for there to be space for God to then come in, excuse me, and rebuild you and to set you on a different path to where you're going to be happier and healthier and striving and thriving in all the things. I used to say to myself and to friends, I'm like, okay, we say we want this and this and this and this, but if our hands are so full, how can he add anything else to it? How? We're gonna drop something. So instead of it dropping, why don't we take inventory and take a look at it and maybe say, this isn't really serving me anymore, or I've done what I can do with that. So let me put this down so I can make room for something else. So it's like reframing it, right? Kind of turning it on its head that it's not necessarily that you're losing and you're not going to have. You're just making space and making room for something probably even greater and better for you, right? And something even greater that God has in his purpose for your life. So, surrendering was never meant to define you, right? So when I'm saying putting something down, I'm not saying that, there aren't things and there aren't people that require your attention. But when we're carrying all of this stuff, we just continue to be weighed down. And I don't think that allows us to show up in our best. And then we end up feeling resentful, or we're tired, or we're probably even sick, right? Like we, and in our minds, we know we need better, we want better, but we're stuck. But yet we still want more to come, but we're scared to let go. And so, it was never, yes, we have the titles. Yes, we have the positions. Yes, we have all of this. But some of the other stuff that we put on ourselves, trying to be perfect, trying to be a certain way, trying to live up to the ideals of our moms or grandmoms, grandmothers or society or social media now. Like, we were never really meant to carry that. To carry those burdens. And so, in surrendering, I think that those are some things, for example, to think about letting go of so that you can continue to move forward. I think for a lot of us moms, we might hear this. You might be hearing this and saying, Jada, I can't get rid of stuff. Like, what is that gonna, that's gonna make me look like a failure. That's gonna make me look like less than. That's gonna make me look crazy. It's gonna be looking like I'm stepping away from something or stepping back from something or saying no to things that I said I wanted. But sis, we're all evolving. We are all changing. This world is still going. And us at 20 is not us at 30 and not us at 40. So why are we holding on to things that are not serving us? And as moms, especially as we're teaching our babies, what are we teaching them? If they're like, my mom is always so tired and she never did anything for her and she didn't make time for herself. And, like that's, I don't think that's the message we want to send. I know that's not the message that I want to send to my three kiddos. So whether it's physical things that we're trying to put down or emotional things that we're trying to put down, mental things that we need to shift our mindsets on things, we need to be able to work through that and be okay with letting it go. All right. And surrendering that and giving that up does not mean that we're failing. I think it really just means that we're evolving and we're growing. Right. So we have to learn that there are going to be things, and unfortunately, there might even be people that we have to let go because either we're not serving them, they may not be serving us, or it's just not what it should be. And maybe we're investing more time and energy in something that is not going to return, anything for the investment for either side or for the relationship, and that it's okay sometimes to let that go because, you've heard the saying, people enter your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And there shouldn't be any hard feelings for that if there's someone that you need to let go as you're evolving and moving forward. It can be done out of love. It can be done in a way that honors both people, honors the relationship, and it doesn't mean that it can't be revisited. But look at where you're at now and what are things and people possibly that you may need to just evaluate and think about how is that impacting your life, your well-being, your purpose, and where you're going. All right. So Another thing is that sometimes when we let go and surrender things that aren't serving us, it allows us to kind of re-meet ourselves, like the us of today, right? I mentioned us not being the same over decades, right? And I remember my husband saying, "Hey, I got to keep up with you because Jada at 30 is not going to be Jada at 40. You know, Jada before kids, it's not going to be Jada after kids. I have to be in tune with you so that I am able to evolve with you." And so I think that that is true even as we take the time to do the work for ourselves to say, okay, if I'm letting go of certain things, then maybe I'm allowing room and space for me to re-meet who I am today and the things that make me thrive and the things that bring me peace and the things that bring me joy and how I am showing up and, you know, the areas for my kids, my family, or my community, or you know, if you're on a board or something, you know, when you're giving back, how are you showing up? Are you showing up light and joyful and ready to give your all because you're in that space and you have freedom to move, right? And so sometimes we have to let go of things so that we can move freely, okay? We have to think about who God purposed us to be as well. Who did he call us to be before we had all the roles that we've taken on, before we had the routines that we've created, before we had all the responsibilities that, you know, we are so keen to paying attention to and making sure it happens? Who did he call us to be? And I think that in those moments of surrendering, it can look like, God, I don't want to let go of this. I don't want to let go of this person, or I don't want to let go of these things. So help me to release that so I'm not feeling guilt, so I'm not feeling shame, so I'm not feeling anything negative. And you know, Lord, just guide me. My, you know, you guide the path. You light the path and I'm gonna follow it. And I may not understand it, but just show me. And he will give you that strength. He will give you that reassurance so that you're walking and doing the things that he called for you to do and living in the purpose that he has for you before we accumulated all of these blessings. All right. So I want you to think about a couple of things. Like, when is the moment that you realize that maybe you were a little lost, that maybe you're just living, but you're not really thriving, or maybe you're just barely surviving and you're not in your full capacity. You know, question maybe who are you beyond the titles that you have, beyond all the responsibilities? Like, if you strip all of that away, who are you? Who is she? And then not only that, who do you desire her to be? What does that look like? And how do you take steps to moving toward that version of yourself? And at this time, we have to understand also and look at, we shouldn't be living from a place of obligation. Yes, we have responsibilities. Yes, we have people that depend on us, but not living from, I can only do this because I signed up for this. I signed up to be a wife. I signed up to be a mom. I signed up to be an employer. I signed up to do all these things. And so, yes, we did those things, but are we truly in alignment with that? Or are we just doing it because that is what we signed up for? And now we are operating from a place of obligation instead of operating from a place of fulfillment and a place of joy. So these are a couple of things that I just want you to be thinking about. And I want to encourage you that, you know, true winning, you know, and there's other versions of this. So I'll just give you a few of my what true winning looks like. You know, less is more. We want to sit up here and do all the things. And let me tell you, I am the first one. I'm like, oh yeah, I have this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And I'm trying to learn how to simplify that. And whether that is me asking for help, me delegating, you know, certain things that I don't have to personally do, but it's still getting done. And I've talked about this before, but how do we make less be more? What do we surrender and give up so we're not the ones with all of these heavy burdens where we're dang near in quicksand trying to figure it out? And then wondering why we're so stressed and why we're so tired. So less is more. Winning looks like stepping back and saying no. You're honoring yourself. You're honoring your family. You're honoring your time. You have those boundaries. And being able to step back and do it in a way that is respectful to whoever you're, you know, stepping back from or whatever you're stepping back from, and being able to live in your skin and be okay with it, That's winning in my book. And also, like, living in your purpose is winning, right? So not so much, again, not what your family wanted you to do, not even what your husband may want you to do. But what has God purposed you to do? Not what social media, not what family, friends, but what has God purposed, and what do you see, and how do you see yourself? I think when you're living in that, then everything else is just going to benefit from it. So for me, those are just a few ways in which winning looks like. So I would be interested to know, what does winning look like for you? You know, go into the community, let me know, let other people know, encourage each other, so we know, what does winning look like? Because you know what? You might think of something or say something that nobody else has thought of, and it may energize them and be like, ah, let me incorporate that in my life. That's a good one, right? So let's share with each other what winning looks like. So sacred surrender. And this is to God. This is to your flesh. This is to other people. Like, we are surrendering. It's wisdom, not weakness. Like, we're learning and we're growing and we're doing the things that are going to benefit us, you know, personally. It's going to benefit our reach. And God willing, it's going to build the kingdom, right? So it's wisdom. What are you learning? What are you incorporating? And then what are you sharing? It's not being weak by giving up something, because we can't be everywhere all the time for everyone. It does not work like that. You will burn yourself out, and nobody wants that. I don't want that for you. So it's not weakness. It also, in surrendering, it makes us, or it should make us, learn to trust God. It helps us to trust God in the gaps, you know, because there's going to be seasons where we're transitioning and going into different things, and it may be very scary, and it may be uncertain, and the economy can change. Our country is going through some stuff. And we have to lean on him and trust that he knows where we're going next. My first lady says, often, you know, she has said before, excuse me, that, you know, sometimes when you're just out there not knowing, you just have to trust. And you're like, okay, where do I go next, Lord? Give me my next step. And he will give it to us. So we have to trust him. He is going to come through in those gaps. And that is really, you know, the surrender and surrendering in our rest. We don't have to go all the time. Again, less is more. So when we're resting and we're taking that break and we're saying no, whether it's a word or a sentence, we are honoring and we are surrendering, and it's going to actually make you better in the long run. So finding you again is really kind of the end result when we're surrendering. You're going slow to go fast, meaning that you're stripping some things away, right? Less is more. You're stripping some things away. So it's allowing you to refine yourself, find yourself, refine yourself if you need to make some tweaks. It may be you just coming up with a new version of you that you're going to take the steps to reach that version that you want. So it also allows God to shape you, right? So you're finding you through what you can do. You're finding you through what he is providing for you. And it's allowing you to rewrite your story. And that is the most beautiful thing. So surrendering is not giving up. You're not losing. You're not failing. You're just coming back to yourself, or coming to a new version of yourself. And that's the beautiful part. And that's the part that is going to resonate and pour into everyone and everything that you touch. And I cannot wait to hear about that, to see it. If you need any help with this, let me know. I am here to help and to listen and to encourage and motivate. And it's going to be amazing. And I can't wait for you to see how I also do that. So I will be sharing in the group as well. So until next week, do something, surrender something, turn it over. Let it go and see how you feel on the other side of that. All right. So until next time, take care. Love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.